Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, hour two. Again, friends, I just had to bring those people up because, again, I'm inundated with people asking me, Bradley, what are the answers? And, again, you're talking to a guy that has done literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of public high schools across the country in 25 different states. Okay, I'm broadcasting 6 days a week in, folks, along with doing high schools, along with doing television, along with doing interviews, along with doing colleges and prisons, and you name it, we've done it. Tea parties all over the country. We're being spent 24/7. No complaints, zero complaints here. But I'll tell you what we get, and it's very frustrating at times, is when people email us and say, hey, you know, you need to do this, or you need to get on this, or you need to go do that. We hear it all the time. And it's like, did you hear a thing that I just got done saying? You know, here's what you have. You have government today, corruption, not good government. We love good government. We stand with good government. But you have corrupt representatives stealing away your tax dollars and then creating agencies, okay, useful idiot subordinates to do their biddings for them. Do you notice how they have to have other people doing their biddings for them? Because if they didn't, they couldn't get the job done. The difference is we're not going to get paid doing this because we're not looking to get paid in fighting for our freedoms. Just hang on a second. I got a thought here. And I'm thinking about our forefathers right now who laid everything on the line, literally. And when you read the end of the Declaration of Independence, what do you hear them say? And for the support of this declaration with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. In other words, they were not looking to gain from what they were doing. This is what corruption does. The righteous don't do that. Because we understand we're doing this as unto God and unto man. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep His commandments. Okay? We're not a soldier, and we're not soldiers of fortune here. Man, if we were to do, yeah, I just told somebody yesterday, I'm called to ministry. Those that want to be in the ministry, I'm telling you what, they're not called of God, they're called of the devil. Because there's those that are born of the flesh, and there's those that are born of the spirit. If you don't want to be in the pulpit, it's God that is driven you to be a part of it. Romans 8:14. And there's too many people that want to do the right thing, but they want to get paid in doing it. And they're doing it for the wrong reasons. And that's why you see so many of these representatives across the country today, friends, that are Judases. They sold you out. They sold themselves out to the highest bidder. Luke 22, verse 48. As they kiss you and sell you out to special interest groups. It's exactly what's happening today, friends. It's exactly what's happening. But please do not take the time to text me, to email me, to call us, and say, Bradley, you know what? You need to go do this. No. It's way beyond that. I'm getting over 300 emails a day. Phone calls are over the top. Everybody's pulling on my ear. Everybody wants me to do this. And you know what? Again, I'll do what I can do, but I got to stick to my call. Maybe those things that you feel that I need to do, maybe God has laid it on your heart for you to do it. Or does it come to this? It's good enough for me to do it and fight for your freedoms while you go live your selfish life, and I sacrifice me and my family for everything that you have concerning your freedoms to serve that which is an idol before the living God. I'm not going to be a part of that. No way. But don't you dare call me or email me and tell me what we need to do, because I'm telling you what, we are doing it. We are covering every aspect. Hey, let me say it this way, and this is rightfully so. Am I frustrated? No, I'm really not. It's a righteous indignation to people that don't think. But the bottom line is this. If I could save the world, I would have saved it a long time ago. And I want to say this. To those that are born of the Spirit of God, do you feel that you need to save the world? Oh, you say, well, Bradley, that's just kind of trivial. That's just kind of an immature question. Oh, really, is it? You serve the Savior of mankind, but you don't have a desire to save the world? Isn't that what He did through His blood? Yes, it is. He delivered us as well from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of the Son of His love, in whom we have redemption through His blood. To do what? His will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. Oh my goodness, there it is. So I'm simply telling you, if I could have saved the world, I would have saved it 100,000 times over, friends. And what we do, people come into the ministry center, they see what we've done. You can go on to sonsoflibertyradio.com. We never come to you with an empty basket. We always show you what we're doing, opposite of what you're seeing in the professed church in America today. And they say, Bradley, you've done all this? And you know what I say back to them? I don't feel like I've done anything. You know what I tell my kids? I want my kids to outdo me. Why? Because if only the man that has submitted himself and consecrated himself to the Lord in holy him, can you imagine what that man of God can do, especially knowing all the well that Jesus said to him, greater works will you do than I did because I go unto my Father. I want you to think about that. That is a challenge for all of us to consecrate ourselves all the more. Is it not? Yes, it is. So, with that said, please consider what it is that we're doing over here. Because, man, I'm telling you what, it's just sometimes it's inundating. It's overkill. Yesterday morning, we get up, me and my sons, and we go down to the protest in St. Paul, Minnesota, at the governor's mansion. It's interesting. I got to say this. Because when we were there yesterday, I told my wife this morning, I said, I'm not going to tell the people to do something that I myself am not willing to do. I've never done that, and I'm not going to start today. And I want my kids to be a part of everything we're doing. That's how you teach them. It's not, you know, as I said before, it's not God and then, you know, your ministry and then your family. Baloney! Not at all. It's God in everything and through everybody. Period. And so, anyways, to say that, we went down there, and we seen the black helicopter flying over the top of his mansion, and we were looking at this row of mansions, and I said, isn't this interesting, kids? I said, no wonder why they do what they do. They're paid to do it. We have to go to the governor's mansion, and yet he's supposed to be a servant to the people. Jesus said, I've come as one that serves the people, not to be served. Where is it that we have gotten in our minds that these people are paid to do the things that they do and live in mansions, and then the American people sit back and wonder why they do what they do? Because they have all the means to do it to you. If they're a servant to the people, why is it that we have to go to his mansion to protest him for his crimes against we the people? I want you to think about it. I want you to think about it, friends. We're going to come back and we're going to get on this topic, friends, and I want to go back and give you a little history. Did you know Karl Dönitz, general admiral and would-be Führer after Hitler, said this? I'll tell you right after the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, wanted to let you know you can watch us live on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get 13 articles over there. Go over to YouTube, click it on, join us on live chat, and or go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, and join us the same way. YouTube, click it on, join us on live chat. If you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, I was going to bring this up. Now they want you to turn in neighbors. This is a mayor in Los Angeles, California. Listen to this. He wants to reward snitches. Folks, these are representatives in America acting like the Nazis SS. I want you to listen to what this guy said, okay? I'm not able to pull the audio up right now. Forgive me, but I will read to you what he said. It was reported by Laist.com. Garcetti, the mayor there, in this particular part of the state, said, if you violate health and safety rules in place to slow the spread of COVID-19, you will suffer immediate consequences. This is your representative. Listen to the way that he's talking to you. Garcetti says, city inspectors will be on site every day to ensure compliance, and he urged anyone who sees violations to call the city immediately to tell on your neighbors. The rules are social distancing, hand washing rules, disinfecting protocols, and no sharing of desks, phones, and tools. Who does he think that he is? He said his so-called business ambassadors has already been deployed. They deployed to 540 businesses to ask them comply with the emergency orders and shut their doors. He said the LAPD has visited 144 of those locations to confirm that they were abiding by those rules. Boy, I bet that's what the police really want to be doing, right? See, but hey, all you police out in California, there's five radio stations out there listening to me right now. I want you to think about something, Mr. Police Officer. If you were to uphold your U.S., the U.S. Constitution and your sworn oath before God and man, you'd be shutting this mayor down in a heartbeat. You wouldn't be out there doing his biddings for him now, would you? You're violating the very people that are paying you. You're violating the very people that you're supposed to be liberating by upholding the law if they are in fact abiding by the law. You're not supposed to be stripping them away of their God-given rights by this Mayor Eric Garcetti. Do your job, dude. And by the way, if you are a police officer and you have a problem with what I just said, give me a call. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I'd love to have a public conversation with one of you guys. I know that a majority of you are the good guys. I know that what we highlight is the 10%, right? But the fact of the matter is a little leaving at the whole lump. We want to get rid of all the bad apples. Okay? Not just some of them. You're there to uphold the law, not to obey some dictator wannabe that wants to teach the people to turn each other in. Can you show me, Mr. Police Officer, all 144 of you clowns that are not doing your job, can you show me in the Constitution where it's your job to obey the edicts of a defiant mayor? Can you show me that, please? You know, you can't. And therein lies your problem. And wait until the American people figure it out. There's going to be lawsuits taking place all across the country. As a matter of fact, friends, there already is. As I said during the first hour, the churches that are willing to open up their doors and stand up and fight, do you know that there's law teams that are coming under them and actually winning the day because they're willing to fight the good fight of faith? You know, those that just stand back as a bunch of spectators, I got to say, you will never understand the Christian walk because you have never borne the cross to understand it. Never. Hey, folks, are we as asleep as the Germans of the 30s? Listen to this. Karl Dönitz, German admiral and would-be Führer, this right after Adolf Hitler. Listen to what he said. And tell me it's not the same thing happening here today. Politicians brought the Nazis to power and started the war. How many times have I brought this up to you? Who attacks the American people more than corrupt politicians, the CIA-controlled media, which was equated to the American version of the Nazis, the SS, by President Truman? Who attacks you more than corrupt politicians and the CIA-controlled media in America today? Nobody does. Back in the 30s, it was a good thing for Adolf Hitler. He had a propaganda minister named, guess what, friends, Joseph Goebbels. You know, he was just doing his job, right? Of course he was just doing his job. What was his job? To work for Adolf Hitler. And that's exactly what he was doing, wasn't it? And guess what? All of his subordinates, after they killed all those people, just said they were just doing their job. No, they weren't just doing their job. They were actually violating the oath that they swore to uphold. Listen to this. This is his propaganda minister, Joseph Goebbels. He said, if you tell a lie big enough and keep repeating it the way that they are right now concerning this coronavirus, they have no narrative. They have no substantial narrative in which to actually advocate their position whatsoever. Zero. If you tell a people a lie big enough and keep repeating it, people will eventually come to believe it. The lie can be maintained, he said, the lie can be maintained only for such a time as the state can shield the people from the political, economic, and or military consequences of the lie. This is Joseph Goebbels. Is this what you see today? He said, it thus becomes vitally important for the state to use all of its powers to repress dissent, Google, Facebook, Twitter, so on and so forth. For the truth is the mortal enemy of the lie, and thus by extension, the truth is the greatest enemy of the state. I want to say this. You don't have to prop up the truth, friends. Like Augustine said, the truth is like the lion. You don't have to prop him up, man. That's all you have to do is let him loose. He'll take care of the rest. And that's called, and he is called, the Lion of the Tribe of Judah. The sad fact of the matter is most people don't even know what the truth is. Just like Pontius Pilate when he was delivering up Christ. What is the truth? Well, we have the truth in every hotel room in America. We have the truth in practically every home in America. But there's so much dust that's accumulated on most people's Bibles that you could actually write the word damnation on top of them. Am I right or am I wrong? Hey, folks. Are we as far gone as the Germans were back in the 30s? I want you to think about this because we're finding now that there's a whole list of respected and eminent medical scholars in the world telling us that all of this fear-mongering over the COVID-19 is much ado about absolutely nothing. We're seeing the virus models spawning much of this fear and paranoia that are producing all kinds of martial law around the world are themselves fraught with inaccuracies. Matter of fact, you look over in India, do you see the police over there taking sticks and beating people that are not complying with their 6-foot rule? Janet Merkel over in Germany, who slapped the German flag and said that Germany belongs to Islam. Did you see what she's doing over there? People that are not following her unlawful edicts over there are being arrested and they're being charged for crimes. Are you paying attention to what's going on here, friends? Look what's going on over in the UK. What does this have to do with the virus? This has everything in the... Again, the virus is not what's attacking the people. Governments are attacking the people. They need the crisis. Remember what Dead Fish Rahm Emanuel, the criminal from Chicago, the mayor there? Never let a good crisis go to waste. Well, again, who's creating the crisis? Well, I think everybody's waking up now after the fact, 6 weeks later, right? Wait a second, this isn't what this is about. I talked to a guy this morning, he goes, Bradley, I think this is all aimed at testing the people. I said, that's exactly what it's aimed at. He goes, I don't even believe it has anything to do with the virus. I said, it doesn't. I said, the people that I know across the country, in hospitals, RNs, males, females, going to doctors, full-fledged doctors, going to EMTs that are my friends, not a one of them has actually witnessed anybody with the virus called the COVID-19. Not a one of them. And they talk about the lines, the backed up lines. And friends, we've over the last 6 weeks, we've been highlighting that little by little. Todd Starnes, Jason Jones, going to these clinics and they can't find a person in line getting tested. But if you go home and turn the TV on, the television set in the mainstream media, what are they doing? Oh, they're talking about all this hysteria, all of this craziness going on in the lines at the hospitals. And yet they go to the hospitals and they can't find anybody there. And then you go outside and you watch these fools walking around with masks on. Oh, you want to get my blood boiling? There you have it right there. And again, just like I told this guy today at the store, I said, you know what? Nobody believes the media, do they? Nope. Nobody trusts the government. Nope. I said, who told you about the virus? There's that look again. Whoa. Never thought about that. Hey, I'm going to go to an analytical report by John Rappaport, using quotes from official sources about their own diagnostic test to prove that the entire coronavirus, the coronavirus scare, is an illusion produced by fake science. Fake science. I'm going to show that to you right after the other side. Again, friends, now we know how Nazi Germany let it happen, because what they did there is what's happening here.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump is fighting for individual rights when he tweeted, "Liberate Minnesota, liberate Michigan, and liberate Virginia, and save your great Second Amendment as it is under siege." Trump's tweets came after small protests by Trump supporters broke out in a handful of states, and the president said he feels like these people are being unfairly treated.
Now, these are people expressing their views. I see where they are, and I see the way they're working. They seem to be very responsible people to me, but it's, they've been treated a little bit rough.
Governor Jay Inslee of Washington condemned Trump's tweets in his own Twitter thread, in which he warned the president about encouraging violence. Inslee said the president is fomenting domestic rebellion and spreading lies, even while his own administration says the virus is real, it is deadly, and we have a long way to go before restrictions can be lifted. This is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Yeah, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. 1-866-582-9933. Listen, you want to watch us? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to YouTube, click us on, join us on live chat. BeforeIt'sNews.com, do the same thing there. Folks, I got to say this. Please do not forget us during this time. Please become a son or a daughter. And I know that some of you have, and I totally appreciate you. We're in this together. But we are a national ministry. And I wish you could come. And come to the ministry center so you can understand exactly what we're talking about, how we keep out there. For, 14 years of this ministry, we raised money to do high school assemblies because of all the tax cuts. And we're doing the same thing here. Now it's my family being spent all across the country as well as on radio. Consider becoming a son or a daughter of Liberty. Please do. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the store and you'll see membership. Click it on. Again, we're not a begging ministry. We just want to let you know that we are here. And you sustain us. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. I wanted to hit this really quick. My goodness, there's just so much to say here. I just did an article. Now they want you to turn in your neighbors. Snitches get rewards. I just posted this over on live chat, by the way. And representatives acting like the Nazis SS. How long are Americans going to tolerate this? It's interesting to see the players on the front line today that are advocating for depopulation, like Henry Kissinger, who's really good friends with Donald Trump, and Bill Gates. And, folks, they're all birds of a feather are flocking together. Okay, and Donald is allowing special interests to play the president, namely Bill Gates of the United States of America. Someone needs to remind that guy that he's the commander-in-chief. Now, I want to say this to say what we just heard during the break again about him talking about how the states are being rough on people concerning their Second Amendment. You do need to understand, I'm giving you facts right now. Nobody's attacked your Second Amendment rights more than this administration. His first 500 days, there was already 55 unconstitutional, null and void, if you know the difference, nugatory, no power, no authority given to them to do what they're doing. 55 different legislative acts to strip the American people concerning their Second Amendment God-given rights, the right to bear arms. under Donald Trump. First 500 days, just so you know. Also keep in mind, 26 of those governors, a majority of them were Republican governors. Okay, you need to understand that the right and the left are on the both. They're both on the same team. Okay, I'm not going to go down that road right now, but they're not arch enemies. They always win, you always lose. Until you figure this out, they're going to continuously win. Okay, but nobody's attacked your Second Amendment rights more than this administration. I just had one of our friends just say that he was gaslighting, playing up to the people under false pretenses. And I'm going to do a whole show on that this week. I just do not understand. I do not understand the delusion these people are under right now concerning this administration. I really don't. But I want to get back to this, okay? And what I want to do is I want you to understand an analytical report done by John Rappaport. And what we're talking about right now we know how Nazi Germany let it happen. Okay? Because we hear, and we've heard this our whole lives. How could the people of Germany ever succumb to a guy like Adolf Hitler? Well, he did it by force. It's the same thing happening here today through totalitarian methods, right? They smack your face. They assault you. When the cameras get there, they play the victim. They use Hegelian dialectic. Two steps forward, they get their foot in the door, and they incrementally do this until you're completely stripped of your God-given rights. But I want to remind you of something. The only reason that you have your rights taken away from you is when you forfeit them. You have to fight for your God-given rights. Okay? Don't sit there and tell me about how bad you've got it. You still have the freedom today to do the right thing. So let's get to this. Rappaport shows us a positive test doesn't guarantee that the COVID virus is causing infection at all. Just for the record, some PCR tests register positive for types of coronavirus that have nothing to do with COVID, including plain old coronas that cause nothing more than a cold. Yep, we know this. You know all this equating the coronavirus to a cold. You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of how people drank the Kool-Aid when the two towers allegedly hit, when the two towers were allegedly hit by those airplanes. And what is it that they sold to us, America? They sold to us that terrorists were on there with box cutter knives. Hey, folks, again, I'm not trying to be a tough guy, but if I'm on an airplane and some guy stands up and he's got a box cutter knife, I'm 6'5". Let me just say it this way. I'm going to knock the chocolate out of that individual. Okay? And I suspect that everybody else in that airplane is going to do the same thing. But the American people, the bigger the lie, the more they'll believe it. The bigger the lie, the more they'll believe it. It's the same thing going on with this. Equating COVID to a cold, and the government over-exaggerates what's taking place here. Who wins? They did. And just rob your coffers of $2 trillion, right? This is all for infrastructure, right? This is the guy, as a matter of fact, this administration that's gonna kill our national deficit, who's actually increased it, what, $6 trillion in 3.5 years. More than any other president. Americans, you haven't listened to me. Okay, up to this point, we've been on 100 plus, okay? 15, 20 years now, just on Genesis Communication, Salem Communication for 13 years. Okay, we're 100 for 100. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Okay, are you going to listen to me this time? What he plays up to concerning the people, what the people are afraid of, what they would call the left of, as far as what they would do to them, Donald Trump is the one doing it to his supporters. Talking about Bill Gates, talking about Henry Kissinger, talking about Anthony Fauci, talking about all those people sitting around. You know what? As a matter of fact, why don't you guys go ahead and play that audio concerning the guy that did the expose on Bill Gates and those that are around. It's the second one. Hello. It's the second one with Anthony Fauci. Go ahead and play that. Listen to this, friends. Go ahead and listen to this.
Having been through other serious issues, particularly the very painful early years of HIV/AIDS, when people talk about conspiracy theories,
you
will always. always have conspiracy theories when you have very challenging public health crises. They are nothing but distractions. You know, I can assure you, we have so much to do to protect the health and the welfare of the American people that I would just hope we just put those conspiracy stuff and let somebody write a book about it later on, but not now.
Yeah, not now.
Anthony Fauci does not like conspiracy theories. And if the president does not fire several members of his COVID-19 response team, the books written in the future will likely be about the Bill Gates Big Pharma takeover of America. Dr. Fauci is on the leadership council for the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Deborah Birx is a board member for the Global Fund to Fight AIDS, Tuberculosis, and Malaria, which was founded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Robert Redfield, current director of the CDC, was a founder of the Institute of Human Virology, who has received $31.8 million from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Seema Verna has worked with Sue Desmond Hellman, chief executive officer of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Alex Azar was president of Eli Lilly's U.S. division. Under his leadership, prices for the company's top-selling insulin drug tripled, which led to a class-action lawsuit.
That's right.
Jerome Adams received a medical scholarship from Eli Lilly. Stephen Hahn is commissioner for the FDA.
All interlinked, friends.
Bill and Melinda Gates in 2017.
All interlinked.
Stephen Mnuchin was a member of Skull and Bones at Yale University, and he partnered with George Soros to create SFM Capital Management. Brett Giroir was the director of DARPA. And CDC official Dr. Nancy Messonnier is Rod Rosenstein's sister. Many have been concerned that President Trump has been surrounded by deep state operatives for the past 3 years. Well, now he seems to be completely surrounded by Big Pharma and Bill Gates loyalists, all pushing vaccines as the solution and admitting that they might make things worse.
Oh.
Does the vaccine make you worse? And there are diseases in which you vaccinate someone, they get infected with what you're trying to protect them with, and you actually enhance the infection.
Los Angeles has announced that they're going to pay people to snitch on their neighbors.
You know the old expression about snitches? Well, in this case, snitches get
Garcetti
rewards. We want to thank you for turning folks in and making sure we
this
are
This is
all
your government,
safe.
America.
And the public is now
this
being prepared
like the Nazis,
for mandatory
man.
Certificates of immunity in order to freely leave their homes.
Can you imagine a time where Americans carry certificates of immunity?
You know, that's possible. I mean, it's one of those things that we talk about when we want to make sure that we know who the vulnerable people are and not. This is something that's being discussed. I think it might actually be have some merit under certain circumstances.
You know it
Welcome
is.
Welcome to Medical Tyranny 2020.
That's all coming up, friends. You can rest assured they're going to keep dragging this out until they get exactly what they want. They're going to come up with a mandated vaccination. You can mark my words, unless this is stopped right now. We already know what this is about. Last week we talked about Planned Parenthood. You want to talk about Margaret Sanger, who was idolized by that of Adolf Hitler? Guess who? Guess whose daddy was the president of Planned Parenthood? Bill Gates. Guess who's talking about world overpopulation? And now he wants to help everybody, right? No, no, no. His daddy kills off. It's not on my hands, friends. That's on theirs. 60 million babies. And his son comes up and says he wants to now help us, knowing that he wants to depopulate the world. Why is Donald Trump, why is he giving way to Bill Gates, to Henry Kissinger, who is Donald Trump's good friend? I'm not going to give you the answer. You have to come up with your own common sense conclusions here, friends, because things are not as they appear, let me tell you. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Come right back to this.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, just got my Mind War DVD and comic book, and wow. The first disc is as powerful as every live show I listen to. Bradley speaks truth straight to your core. It motivates your soul to want to take back this nation.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty final segment. 1-866-582-9933. We're talking about, now we know how Nazi Germany let it happen. Folks, it intertwines with everything we're talking about today. I mean, there was mass resistance against the likes of an Adolf Hitler. We all know that from Bonhoeffer. We know that from Martin Niemöller. We also know who helped Bonhoeffer, or we also know who helped, by the way, Adolf Hitler to his rise to power. You know who that was, friends? Martin Niemöller came out and wrote a book and said that it was the evangelical church that helped him gain power. That's right. Same thing we're seeing here today. I just talked about this Rappaport and what he found concerning COVID. It's all a farce. It's a hoax, like Ron Paul said. It's all based on a hoax. How many of these emergencies, these crises, friends, are completely contrived? Folks, when you keep watching them do the same things over and over and over again, you see your national debt going deeper and deeper and deeper, and you see them garner more control over the American people. You should understand, by the way, it's on a global scale. It's not just in America that this is taking place. This is a global effort at the same time. Same thing with the terrorists. Same thing with the use of the Muslims, which were Adolf Hitler's mercenaries, by the way. It's another show. But pay attention to what's going on. You have to be a culture warrior. You have to know what's going on in the culture. Knowing this, the signs of the times. And it's important that we do know that. Like the Sons of Issachar. But I just talked about Rappaport and his findings. I want you to understand this. Make no mistake about it. This is a planned event. Okay, and the difference is I can prove what they can't. Because what you have is, in this country, the American people submitting to those that they call globalists. Okay? That play that they regurgitate the same game over and over and over again, and the people continuously get caught up into it. Hey, folks, the globalist, by the way, that the entire evangelical Christian and conservative Republicans, a lack thereof in America, these are the Christians and the said conservatives, again, a lack thereof. These are the same people, folks, the Christians and conservatives in America and the Republicans, as they like to call themselves, unconstitutional. These are the ones that kept telling us for the last 3 years that Donald Trump has had on the run concerning the deep state. But again, let me interject this into that thought. The deep state only does what the deep state does because politicians are signing the bills to advocate what you call the deep state and what it is that they want. The deep state, special interest groups, cannot do what they do without the politicians signing off for them. Shut down what you call the deep state. Shut down special interest. When you shut down corruption concerning your politicians, they can't go any further than that. They need corrupt politicians, a bunch of Judases. Okay? But keep in mind, it's the evangelical Christians and the conservative Republicans that keep telling us that Donald Trump has the New World Order globalists on the run. Really? Are you kidding me? Yeah, this is what they believe, friends. You know, it's interesting because they're actually stronger than ever and have chosen this White House and this moment to launch an all-out attack against our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, and the laws of nature. Matthew 13:35 says that when men slept, the enemy sowed tares. Men don't sleep when you have someone that people don't like in the White House, do they? No, they didn't sleep during Obama. They let him do what he wanted to do, but they didn't sleep. The tea parties all over the country, folks, 200 and 300 and 400 and 500 people would show up every event we did. There is no more tea parties. Why? Because men are sleeping. When is the enemy sow tares? When men slept, just like they are now, right on cue. And those that call themselves the right, they're the very reason we have a Donald Trump. And it shows you their intellect. It shows you their stupidities and their ignorance in so many different ways. Well, what are you talking about? Well, Donald Trump was not a man of the people to take down what you believe. You've been taught to believe that there's a deep state, a left, or the Democrats. He's always been a puppet of the New World Order to take down the rights and freedoms of the people while they're sleeping. State governors, Republican and Democrat, are taking their police state cues from the White House because they know that as long as Trump endorses the plan, the global agenda, Christians and conservatives will sheepishly go along. This is an all-out assault against our freedoms, and it would not and could not be happening if a Democrat was in the White House. Now listen to this, okay? Again, I'm not going down that road. I'm just actually quoting Chuck Baldwin right now, who said this. He said, I said it 100 times, America loses far more freedoms when a Republican is in the White House than when a Democrat is in the White House. Read Mark 3:25, you'll understand what I'm talking about. He said, we lost far more liberties under George W. Bush than we did under Bill Clinton. And we lost far more freedoms under Donald Trump than we did Barack Obama. And right now it looks like the loss of everything we hold dear as a nation will occur under the Republican president, Donald Trump. Of course, right on cue. Right on cue. Hey, folks, let me say it this way. The right that claims to be the right always blames the left for what the right allows the left to do. The left is the fruit of the right. If the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left. If you listen to commercials, it's constantly this bannering, the left going against the right and the right against the left. That's how you divide and conquer a people. Okay? Listen to this. Chuck said, this is not because Republican presidents are worse than Democrat presidents. Folks, they're both constitutionally illiterate. It's because both Republican and Democrat presidents are controlled by the same people. Exactly. They are controlled by the same people. Okay, so Donald Trump wins and Hillary Clinton loses. Oh, well, we still have one of ours inside. That's right. Those are the options that were given unto you. I need to say it. There's over 200 people running for the People's White House today, and you know what your picks are? A Donald Trump and a Joe Biden. Are you kidding me? Nope, they're not kidding you. They're laughing at you every step of the way as if to suggest either one of them are actually legitimate candidates for the presidency of the United States of America. I promise you, if I had the president of the United States of America, for the little that I know, I could school him on the U.S. Constitution. This is the guy that tells you that we have a purified democracy. This is the guy that makes quotes constantly concerning what he can do when he can't find it, nor can I, in the U.S. Constitution. Why? Because that power's never been given unto him, but he does it anyways. Why? Because his followers allow him to do it, because they think that he does no wrong, when in fact what Donald Trump is doing is attacking his supporters. That's what he doesn't realize yet. I mean, this is the most impotent White House outside of the effeminate sodomite foreigner that we had there last time. And I'm not giving any points to George W. Bush neither. That guy was raised up with a silver spoon in his mouth. Bill Clinton, same thing, folks. Just what a pathetic representation of the American people. And the American people don't realize that they are their reflection. Hey, folks, when Republicans are in office, the real source of resistance, born-again Christians, patriots, and conservatives within the GOP become sheepish slaves of the Republican president and offer zero resistance. No, it's more than that. They provide enthusiastic support for the Republican president, no matter how draconian, totalitarian, authoritarian, whatever you want to call it, friends, his actions prove to be. I told you, and I end with this. Over the last 30 days, talking about, now we know how Nazi Germany let it happen. Keep in mind, dictators are loved, they're not hated. Okay? They put them up in a positive light. Keep in mind, over the last 30 days, this is what you've lost. This is what you've surrendered. This is what the American people have forfeited. The free exercise of religion. They've surrendered the freedom to peaceably assemble. They have, over the last 30 days, given up their freedom to travel. They quit working over the last month as if to suggest they have any power under heaven to do so. But they did it, and all of the serfs and vassals did what their masters bid them to do. That's exactly what have you done different? Absolutely nothing. I've done, folks, we have done absolutely nothing different than what we did before, outside of the fact that we cannot sit down in a restaurant and let someone else clean up the mess. That's the only thing different. And we haven't traveled. This is the longest we've sat in probably 21 years of ministry. It's been about a month and a half now. Okay? The American people, over the last 30 days, have given up the freedom to obtain a firearm. They've allowed mayors who created this delegated authority out of thin air to say, you know what, we don't want you selling guns. Why would they do that? Especially knowing that there's over how many jihadi camps in America today? The right over our own property. The government now tells us what we can do and what we can't do with our own property, our own money. They took the right away to buy and sell. No, they took away nothing. The American people gave it to them. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.